I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us, and we talk about a health problem and deal with it naturally. And last week, we started talking about the thyroid gland and thyroid disruptors. And I have Dr. Betty back this week, and I'm going to ask you to continue that conversation so we learn how to maintain our healthy thyroid naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I wanted to continue the discussion about the thyroid, because when the thyroid is compromised, actually the body is unable to produce or convert the right amounts of thyroid hormone. And consequently, we actually experience disorders, things like hypothyroidism, so low thyroid, hyperthyroidism, which is high thyroid, and even thyroid cancer. And the statistics actually tell us that about one in every 10 Canadians have some form of thyroid disease. And one of the main things I wanted to focus on, because sometimes when we think of an underactive thyroid, we think of weight gain and those kinds of things. But the less obvious disorders are associated with thyroid disorders can include things like acne, autoimmune diseases, eczema, fibromyalgia, gum disease, irritable bowel syndrome, and infertility. And each one of these things I've spoken about on this show, but certainly we always have to look at the thyroid as being potentially an underlying factor. It's also linked to almost every bodily function. Symptoms of an underactive thyroid are wide and varied, and making it more difficult to actually identify the thyroid as the root cause of the disorder. So sometimes patients are actually, or people are misdiagnosed and treated for other conditions before looking actually at the thyroid. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how to maintain a healthy thyroid naturally. So when patients do come in to see me, we do assessments, fairly comprehensive assessment with blood work. Sometimes I have patients do what's called a basal body temperature. We look at their first morning temperature to see if their thyroid is underacting. And sometimes even if the blood work is normal, the basal body temperature can give us an indication of something called Wilson's temperature syndrome, sort of a low acting thyroid when the blood work is still showing normal results. But when we think about the thyroid, we have to talk about things that potentially disrupt the thyroid and things that people can do to sort of maintain healthy thyroid levels. One of the key things are changing diet, for example. So gluten and dairy-free. A lot of patients go gluten and dairy-free only when there's an obvious sensitivity. For example, we do food sensitivity testing and they show up with what we call IgG and IgA sensitivities. But a sensitivity to gluten and dairy is much more subtle, and it sometimes affects the thyroid. And sometimes I've actually taken patients off of gluten and their thyroid, just by making changes in their diet, their thyroid has recovered. The inflammation caused by these foods can lead to actually leaky gut syndrome, which can actually cause the body to accidentally attack the thyroid instead of the food particles. And as a result, we get an autoimmune kind of condition associated with food sensitivities. A lot of patients eat soy, and using unfermented soy can be a better alternative. Soy actually can be a potent anti-thyroid agent and can actually affect the thyroid function. So it doesn't necessarily mean we have to be off all soy, but certainly you can eat fermented soy foods like miso and tempeh, as opposed to actual soy products or, you know, soy milk, those kinds of things. It's the unfermented soy products like soy milk and soy cheese. These should be avoided in large quantities because they have an effect on the thyroid. One of the main things, we talked about thyroid disrupting chemicals. Many thyroid disrupting chemicals can actually affect the absorption of iodine. And the thyroid is very, very iodine sensitive. We need actually iodine for our bodies, for our thyroids to work properly. So when we're exposed to things like bromines, chlorine, for example, these can actually negatively impact our iodine levels by attaching themselves to the iodine receptors in the body, and actually we absorb less iodine. So the kinds of things that we want to focus on, even in the diet, for example, chemical agents in commercial food ingredients can have a side effect of lessening iodine. So we want to basically eat organic or minimize the exposure to pesticides. You want to avoid eating, drinking, or stirring foods in plastic containers. You want to look for what's called no bromine or bromine-free labels on organic whole grain breads and flours if you actually eat grains. And especially when we talk about personal care products, we want to use what are called phthalate and paraben-free, minimizing the absorption of chemicals through the skin. So I strongly advise people to use natural personal care products that are both phthalate and paraben-free. And this basically will minimize the absorption of some of these toxic chemicals through the skin, which can actually have a thyroid-disrupting effect on the body. So using natural care products is really important to minimize, to help with the thyroid. thyroid?
Well, I've heard about paraben-free because Reversa has always told me they're paraben-free. But most of these things just tumbled from your lips, but they're things that are foreign to my information. I'm sure that my listeners, or a good part of them, might be the same as me. So I didn't understand about unfermented soy or chlorine and avoiding it. And I guess people who swim might want to be careful because chlorine will, if they swallow it, then they're going to have a problem with their thyroid.
Well, swimming is a great sport, and many pools have gone to bromine, but even bromine can bind iodine in our body. So absolutely swim, but we need to also then make sure that we test the thyroid and make sure that we're absorbing enough iodine through our diet to compensate for the chlorine exposure and bromine exposure that we're getting on a day-to-day basis.
So if someone wants to explore the assessment of a thyroid problem and deal with it naturally, complimentary consultation, get them started?
That's right. I do a complimentary consultation either by phone or in person. They can call the clinic at 905-707-2001. Or my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. If you wish to look for natural alternatives in dealing with your health, then Dr. Betty in Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic will offer you the complimentary consultation and obviously take you through an assessment and give you the results and then deal with your problems naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty.
Thank you, Marilyn.
I look forward to learning more next week.